Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Yes, Trendies, I've baked another bite-sized edition of The Trending Show for you, and I did not sprinkle on top the walnuts that you just pick out when Aunt Carol is distracted clearing the table. So much was trending this past week that we should get to it all right now. On Thursday, the internet hoax surrounding the release of Charles Manson reached its zenith. But fear not, that dirty nutball is still rotting in prison. His next parole hearing is scheduled for 2027, at which time he would be 92 years old should he survive that long. If he does, he'll be the oldest living Beach Boy. On Thursday, Jennifer Lopez broke up with her boyfriend Casper Smart, and E! News had some amazing coverage. Listen to this. Quote, "One person she got advice from is her ex, Mark. He's been supportive and great through this all," end of quote. If you're wondering who spilled those beans, E! News attributes the quote to a source. So the credibility is understood. As if that weren't enough, the source went on to add this, quote, "She will definitely still keep things civil and actually still loves him," end quote. The source knows the content of Jennifer Lopez's heart. Reporting the news for E! Has never been easier. This article picked up about 20,000 hits on Thursday, and it ends asking this question. So what exactly went wrong between the two? I've got a source on that, E! News. Ready? Quote, "Keen to have revenge for what Casper did to Lamy, she crippled him, and while reciting the exact same words Casper said to Lamy before killing him, she stabbed him through the neck with her sword needle. She accomplished this while wearing a stunning green Versace dress." End of quote. Actor and acting coach Cameron Thor, 54 years old, is in jail facing a list of sex crimes after the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department arrested and charged him for the kidnapping and rape of a 13-year-old girl. So should it turn out that these allegations are true, let me try to be the first to say, let's drop the enchanted Uru hammer on this creep. Did I get to that before the soup? Do they do a lot of Marvel Comics jokes? I feel like I have to make The Trending Show every single day if I want to beat Joel McHale to those low-hanging fruits. Krispy Kreme was trending as the week drew to a close, and not because Friday was National Donut Day. It was, though, and I missed it again. Krispy Kreme was trending because its stock prices are disappointing following their latest investor conference call. They are projecting growth into 2015 of less than 1%. Allow me, something of a fried dough expert, to speak on this. Krispy Kreme, donuts should not gleam. Your donuts look weird, and that turns me off. Not as an investor, but as a consumer of fried dough products. Having said that, I recently attended an event with my son where we were each given one donut from Dunkin' Donuts. This donut was powdered and had no hole in it, and the center was filled with vanilla custard. Now, even though it seemed to have sneaker treads across the top of it, I can overlook this because of the unexpected surprise of vanilla custard in the middle. If I understood how to give money to the stock market, I would not invest in donuts. In summary, I do not know how to give my money to the stock market. On a related note, where is the fried dough establishment that will sell me a funnel cake and a big gulp-sized Borders recipe chai every day until my arteries burst? Trendies, please aim your internet browser at Cobra.com. That's the home of Cobra Electronics. And as you may know, they are the sponsors of this program and also the sponsors of the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe, which I make every single week with Clayton Morris. And these two programs could not be delivered to you free of charge week in and week out if it weren't for the support that Cobra Electronics is giving us this year and in years past. And I want to keep them happy. I want them to stay with us here on The Trending Show. So spend some time over at Cobra.com, surf around and check out the incredible array of innovative gadgets they've made for people who live on the go. And you might be surprised to learn they've got a few things that you desire for yourself. Do not be afraid to spend your money there. Cobra.com! On Friday, over 2 million people searched up Belmont Stakes, an annual race of three-year-old thoroughbreds at Belmont Park. This year marked the 147th Belmont Stakes. The race typically lasts less than 3 minutes. Since I cannot imagine things like this appeal to anyone since the invention of Nintendo, I am guessing the audience for the Belmont Stakes is comprised entirely of gambling addicts and women with giant floppy hats, and then a special subset of female gambling addicts with floppy hats. Even so, I feel like that's not enough people to warrant being the top trend on Friday. Generally speaking, I don't cover the weekends here on The Trending Show because there are only so many ways I can express my ignorance of pro sports, and pro sports tend to dominate the weekend trends. But Saturday saw George Strait trending, and I know more about him than I do most pro athletes. George Strait sings country music. And that is directly related to why he was trending. George Strait is retiring from touring, and his Cowboy Rides Away tour hit Arlington, Texas on Saturday and broke the all-time indoor concert attendance record when it did. The Superdome held 87,500 fans when the Rolling Stones played there and set the record in 1981. But a 62-year-old in a black hat and giant belt buckle crushed that figure, drawing 105,000 people to AT&T Stadium. Are these the same people searching up Belmont Steaks? I couldn't name a single George Strait song, and I had to go to his Wikipedia page just to be sure I wasn't thinking of Waylon Jennings. But that hasn't stopped old George from racking up 60 number one hits over the course of his career, and his sales figures are staggering. Get a load of this. George is third only behind Elvis Presley and the Beatles with the most gold and platinum albums in the history of music. He also fulfills all the quintessential country music stereotypes. His family has included members that are called Bubba and Buddy. His chief leisure time activities are hunting, fishing, and riding motorcycles. And he hits the country music hat trick with these song titles: Trains Make Me Lonesome, So Much Like My Dad, and Drinking Man, which would be a song about trains, a song he wrote to his mama, and a song about beer. Saturday's article by the Washington Post trended high, probably due to this titillating headline: Maria Sharapova tops Simona Halep. I felt certain as I clicked on this story that it was about an adult film from Eastern Europe. But sadly, no. This was just about tennis. Having watched just one 20-second clip of the tennising, I gleaned these two facts. Number one, Maria pulls off bright orange like a champ. Number two, tennis fans like giant floppy hats less than equestrian fans do. That will wrap up this edition of The Trending Show, because nothing more has trended since I started researching it. But when more stuff trends, you'll find it right here on The Trending Show, so make sure to subscribe, and I'll see you next week. Adios, amigos!